Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 28th. You'll be interested to know. 66 years ago, today, in 1958, Gottfred Kirk Christensen, whose father founded the company named Lego in Denmark, filed for a Danish patent, which was later granted, for a toy building block that became immensely popular around the world. This innovation transformed the landscape of children's toys, leading to the global success of the Lego brand. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 17 degrees with 20-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of snow showers this morning, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 35, but temperatures will drop to around 26 by afternoon, accompanied by a blustery west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 19 and light southwest winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10 with a low tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a mix of snow and rain on Wednesday with a high near 38, followed by partly cloudy skies at night and lows around 16. Thursday brings sunny skies and a high near 28. A slight chance of snow returns early Friday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 42. The weekend looks partly sunny Saturday with a high near 33 and a chance of snow both Saturday and Saturday night with lows around 15. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, residents across New England, including Boston, experienced a quake on Monday when a magnitude 3.8 earthquake struck off the coast of Maine. The U.S. Geological Survey reported no immediate damage or injuries, but the tremor was felt in at least 6 states, including Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. A senior scientist at Boston College noted that while small quakes occur monthly, those nearing a magnitude 4.0, like this one, are rare. It was emphasized, this is a once-in-every-5 years kind of earthquake. A recent U.S. Geological Survey report indicates that nearly 75% of the country could experience damaging earthquakes. Now on to sports. Sources within the Pittsburgh Penguins organization confirmed on Monday that Fenway Sports Group, the team's primary owner since 2021, is seeking to add an investor to its ownership group. Fenway Sports Group also owns the Boston Red Sox and Liverpool Football Club. A source emphasized that Fenway intends to maintain its majority ownership and that there are no concerns regarding its commitment to the Penguins. The approach mirrors the Pittsburgh Steelers' relationship with billionaire businessman Thomas Tull. Fenway previously sold a minority stake in Liverpool to Dynasty Equity in 2023. Fenway Group originally purchased the Penguins for $950 million. In local sports, last night, the Celtics fell to the Houston Rockets, 114-112, at the Garden. Amen Thompson hit the game-winning floater with less than a second remaining, capping a thrilling comeback. Dylan Brooks led Houston with 36 points, while Jaylen Brown scored 26 points for Boston. The loss drops Boston to 32-15, while the Rockets improve to 31-14. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the Chicago Bulls at TD Garden. Chicago, at 19-22, faces a tough challenge. Also tomorrow night, the Bruins visit Buffalo to battle the Sabres at 18-26-5. The Bees are favored by 1.5. In top news, MicroStrategy has announced the acquisition of additional Bitcoin, increasing its total holdings to more than 470,000 Bitcoins. The software company plans to sell stock to raise more capital for future cryptocurrency purchases. Recently, it acquired about 10,000 more Bitcoins for $1.1 billion. The company intends to offer 2.5 million shares of its perpetual strike preferred stock, with proceeds aimed at corporate purposes and further Bitcoin acquisitions. Despite recent stock declines amid broader tech sell-offs, MicroStrategy remains committed to Bitcoin as its primary treasury reserve asset. In business news, DeepSeek, a new artificial intelligence application from China, has caused ripples in the manufacturing sector. As it topped Apple's app chart, shares of major companies like Eaton, Schneider Electric, and Trane fell sharply. The app's performance, developed at a fraction of the cost of others, raised concerns over the demand for high-end microchips and data centers. While technology investor Marc Andreessen called it a Sputnik moment, uncertainty looms. The S&P 500 dropped approximately 1.7%, while many manufacturing stocks, previously on the rise, now face significant risks amid changing demands for electricity and data center growth. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $102,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $3,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 8% to 20%. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The experimental advanced superconducting, tokamak, known as EAST, in Haifi, China, has shattered its own nuclear fusion record by successfully containing high confinement plasma for over 17 minutes, more than double its previous time. This significant achievement is attributed to upgrades that enhanced heating output while ensuring stability. Despite delays with the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, which postponed its operation to 2034, advances at EAST continue to inform its development. As technology evolves, the pursuit of sustainable nuclear fusion progresses rapidly, promising future energy breakthroughs. And in entertainment news, rumors are swirling again regarding a potential romantic relationship between Barack Obama and Jennifer Aniston. This speculation, which many find completely bonkers, resurfaced after a sensational cover from In Touch claimed that Michelle Obama was betrayed and that Barack and Aniston were obsessed with each other. The rumors originated from a celebrity gossip podcast, where claims were made based on reliable sources. Jennifer Aniston has publicly dismissed these rumors as absolutely untrue, stating she has only met Barack one time. Despite the absence of evidence, the rumor mill continues to churn, especially from right-wing influencers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Irish poet and playwright, William Butler Yeats. And he said, "Do not wait to strike till the iron is hot, but make it hot by striking." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.